I remember my first introductions to 12-step programs, and I can remember when Evie and I had Bob and Pauline, on our radio program, spread a little love around, because that's what Bob did all the time. How many of you have eaten at El Cholo with Bob? Huh? With Bob. Okay, yeah. I'll tell you, he just had a... I mean, that restaurant is going to be a legend because of Bob. Remember the last time we were there? One of the things that's so remarkable is that he had a gift about that whole business of interaction with people. But before I talk about that, I need to talk about Wilson. They didn't name Wilson after me. The dog is Wilson, the dog, you know. What kind of a dog is that? Lhasa Apso. Okay, are we ever going to get him on the world's funniest videos? Are you guys as a family going to, if you need my help, man, I just think that we ought to do that in memory of Bob. Get that dog on there. I mean, it is the funniest thing, and I just can't. The first time we came to your home and we met Wilson, it was so precious to see what a little harmonica playing could do for that dog. I think that the situation that we have here is that the scripture says, he that hath friends must show himself friendly. And, I mean, is there any way you can overdo that? I mean, you know, I don't know that you could, but Bob was so gregarious and so willing to talk to anyone. No one was a stranger. In fact, I don't think he ever met a stranger. And then if you would ask him, well, what's the difference between a stranger and a friend? And he would say something like, well, just the time to get acquainted. It's not that complicated, you know. And so how wonderful to see his just comfort at being able to share. And we'll never know until we get to heaven how many people just in seeing a loving, caring guy talk with them and show interest in them, what that's going to mean for their relationship. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be a part of Pauline and Bob's life. Man, I'm so scared. I don't know what I'm doing. And so anyway, just a little word about this church. I think we were the first youth pastors here, weren't we, sweetheart? And I miss that Felix clock with the tail wagging because we used to meet down in a child's care facility down on another street here in La Habra. But we'll accept this facility. This is great. And so 45 years ago, we were with this church as their first youth directors. That's when they started having those kind of things. And so we really appreciate this chance to come home and be a part of this great day. But most of all, just to be with a body of Christ and to be able to share. And what Fred said about receiving the Lord, you know, it's not like you're going to get religion, okay? It's you're going to get a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what the 12-step program is all about, keeping that relationship healthy. You know, the ABCs of the, it's just, everybody should do 12 steps, huh? Do we believe that? Huh? Admit that you're helpless, believe that there is a God, and then open up your life to Him, and then start doing something about actually doing a personal inventory. I have to just share with you that really scared me because I had such a negative self-esteem that I thought, man, that's all I'm going to find out of what a rotten, worthless, no good, low life that I am. You know, all I could think was the negative. And then from the Lord said, well, an inventory, it's about everything. And I began to see, well, maybe I did have some attributes like Evie, positive things, you know, in my life. And anyway, hi, honey. And I hope that hits a home run for later. Okay. So thank you for letting us be a part of this, you guys and the whole family. This is so, so neat, and we love you very much.